Be a part of the show. Call and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk.
And we're back as we're trying to we're trying to shift gears here. We've got like one crew walking out, and we get the other crew, and I got Bob. Bob's going to take a picture of both Chris and Brenda for our podcast, and the next couple of folks are joining us. We have what's fast becoming an old friend, Donna Rodriguez.
Thank you for having us back. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, it just seems like it was Thanksgiving.
I literally said that to you the other day, that we were just here last week.
I have to tell you, it's kind of funny because we had Vinny DiMacedo on the other day, and I made him promise that he was going to be part of the Thanksgiving parade, even if he does get elected as a state senator. And he has promised. I have audio.
Thank you, because he cannot desert me as
co-host.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And I've heard, I think his brother will also hold him to it as well.
I think you're right. I think he probably has more pull than I do.
And just so folks know, Donna, what is it that you do over at PAC TV?
I am the outreach coordinator and educational access coordinator at PAC TV.
Fantastic.
And big, I brought a Rotarian friend here with me this evening, too.
You did?
I did.
What is your friend's name?
Darren Fabrizio.
Wow.
Thank you for having me.
Step right up to the microphone.
I'm right here.
Talk to us now. Is this with Plymouth Rotary?
Yes, with the Plymouth Rotary Club. Actually, you guys are the afternoon club, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, this will be our, we're here to talk about our Rotary auction, and this will be our 19th year. And what we're hoping to do is really promote this auction and get as many viewers as possible. And it's going to be this March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And again, our goal is to raise as much money as possible to funnel back into the local charities in Plymouth and the communities around as well.
Don't mind me taking pictures of you, but the whole idea of this is we're multitasking here, so we can put it up with a podcast. So
beautiful.
The whole idea is so folks will see, you know, radio is not a visual medium. So what I try to do is kind of complement it with a picture of you. So
Don't mind
if you hear clicking in the background, folks. That's why I'm explaining it. I'm kind of the little subtitle underneath, but it's a verbal one. It's a fun event to watch every year when PAC TV teams up with the Plymouth Rotary. Do you set a goal when you guys do this? What's the idea? When did it all start?
Well, it all started about 18 years ago. I personally have been in the Rotary Club for about 13 years now. And the goal each year is basically to raise as much money as we can, like I said, for the local community and also for some of the international projects that we do as well. We're very involved in ending polio, which, if you've been following along, is just about there. There's only a couple of places left that had any polio at all. Water treatment facilities, different things like that. So, but again, our main goal, besides having fun at the auction, which is the easy one, is to raise as much money as possible. And this year, our goal is to raise about $60,000 net proceeds, profit, that we can pour back into the community.
And they do an amazing job with this. I mean, they have worked every year to build up the donations. On average, you get about $125,000 worth of items donated.
Yeah, that's our goal every year.
Businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, which is only possible through the kindness of the local community. I got to tell you, partnering with PAC TV is the best thing the Rotary Club has ever done.
For communities, how do you go wrong?
Yeah, unbelievable. Without them, we couldn't do this. They take this. I think they even get more excited about it than we do.
Donna, we got that on audio, too.
but they're a terrific crew to work for. And again, it's something we look forward to every year. Your typical Rotarian will complain about everything, like most people will. You know what I mean? But it's a lot of fun. It's going to be this March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And correct me if I'm wrong, Don, I believe on Comcast it'll be Channel 43.
Actually, it's going
Verizon.
To be, we're actually going to be seen in more than the PAC TV communities, because every year Carver and Marshfield also join us for the weekend. So on Comcast, people will be able to tune in to Channel 13. And then in different towns, the Verizon channels are different. So if you'd like to see a listing of all the channels, just visit PlymouthRotaryAuction.com. And if you don't live in one of our six towns that are going to be airing it that weekend, you can always go to the Rotary Auction website anytime we're live, and you can watch it live online.
And just for the heck of it, when is this auction taking place?
Friday night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 9.
On what date?
March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Thank you.
Those are the key dates. Yeah.
Those are
please
the key
watch.
Dates.
Please bid. We're going to try to have some other people than Rotarians doing some guest auctioneering. We have some people in mind, like John Mita Perel and Jamie Parker from Nesson.
John Mita Perel, wow.
Chuck Nihlasek, who's a local celebrity around here, and bringing people in like that. And Vinny, as you mentioned, Vinny Demasito has done it every year. Therese Murray.
Rob Hackalo.
Yeah,
The mighty Rob Hackalo. Let's not forget Rob.
You know, people
Rob
like
stole
that.
The border, too. Without
question. And without people like that... you know, we wouldn't do nearly as well as we do.
They're
and
the ones that bring the fun to the auction.
Exactly.
There's nothing more exciting than watching the auction when auctioneers really get the bidding going and there are bidding wars happening and people are clapping and screaming throughout the building. Mm. And that's, you know, that's part of the fun, but we also have to always remember that we're raising money for amazing causes in all of our community. Right. So you can have a great time, you can buy some fabulous things.
Correct.
But also you're helping folks in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask, now you mentioned the three days that it was happening. Is this 24 hours, or is this a block?
It seems like
I'm just asking.
Especially for the PAC TV staff, it seems like it. Friday will be on from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday will be on from 12 o'clock to 9 p.m.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and Sunday, I believe it's 12 to 6 on Sunday.
Well, actually, 12 until we are done.
Until we are done.
And so we have auctioned off every item on Sunday. It's a lot of fun also because...
Everything must go.
Then Monday is a Rotarian holiday.
It's very intriguing.
It's a lot of fun to have that much live programming going on. You know, to be basically live on the channel most of the weekend is fantastic. You know, everybody really gets to test their skills. And for us at PAC TV, we love being able to do the community service and to be able to partner with the folks at the Rotary. We've really grown this auction and grown the production values of this auction each and every year.
That's for sure.
And for our volunteers and our members, it's a fantastic and really fun event. They're able to, you know, be a part of a huge live production.
Bob has a question.
Kevin, I think there's a good possibility that you and I should join into this auction because I am a professional auctioneer and I know I could teach you.
I'm a real good, I'm a real observer, so I would be the guy who would watch you.
I think you'd have fun.
I
think you'd have fun joining in.
I don't know, maybe.
Come on, we'd love to have you.
It's possible.
Was that a volunteer for an auctioneer?
Tachi, if you even move, you'll be buying something if I'm standing there. There's not even a question. There won't even have to be a bidding war. It'll be you and me and the mystery man.
Then I would give it away on Monday Night Talk.
Exactly. That's a good idea. We should go do this for an hour or two.
When do you want to do this?
Well,
you got to love the friends
who
volunteer you for things.
Make sure you commit right now. We're going to get this on tape, right?
It's all on air.
Do you need us?
This is live.
Right, do you need us?
You're doing this, and I'm going to just kind of be the lackey.
No, you can come. I think you're
like
a quick learner.
Which one is the quiet one?
I'm not quite sure. One of them shoots arrows, though, and I don't want to be the receiver.
I would go down with you.
All right, we'll do it. We're in. Tachi and I are in.
Excellent.
Okay, I'll be in touch. I think we'll bring you maybe in on Saturday when we have a big viewership and... We need some fun. We need some comedians.
And we can promote that in advance so your viewers can tune in
to watch
you guys.
Way to go, Captain Chaos.
What type of items are you auctioning off?
Well, that's a great question. And I'll tell you, value-wise, we'll auction off stuff from $25 gift certificates all the way up to this year. We have an African safari for two, which we've auctioned off.
A real one?
The last couple of years got a retail value. Over $6,000.
I bid on that myself.
We have some real neat stuff every year. The Plymouth South Tech, they donate a shed. You can donate on that, and they'll come there, and they'll build a shed in your backyard for you.
There's always lots of sports memorabilia. Gorgeous jewelry. There are gift certificates to salons, spa days, everything you can imagine.
And the great thing is you can go on to PlymouthRotaryAuction.com, and you can view all of these items well before... And you can actually bid on them before we even go live.
Is it safe to say it's what we will see is similar to another one we might see in the area?
It's better.
Okay.
What are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating, but I see it as seeing it being something that you see.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. We have live cameras in the studio. We have live shots, so we have beautiful photography of all the items, but we're also able to bring people in and model jewelry. So there's something happening all the time.
Like a mini QVC.
Absolutely. Yeah. We also have, this year, we're very excited because a number of the organizations that receive donations from the Rotary are going to be coming into the studio in the next couple of weeks to talk talk about how this money has impacted their work in the community and people who live in our towns. So they're going to be able to tell viewers, you know, exactly where is the money going that they're using to purchase these fantastic items. So we're really excited for our viewers to be able to have a good understanding of what is the end result of all of this work.
What was the number last year? Do you know last year's number?
The number in the end...
Is it like Jerry Lewis, you know, the $1 more?
Obviously, there are some expenses, which we have to take care of. Last year, in the end, we were able to donate back into the community in some of the international areas over $51,000. So our goal this year is to try to get that up to about $60,000. You know, and we do that over the course of a year. And again, a lot of, we donate college scholarships. We donate to the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA.
The Arca Greater Plymouth.
Arca Greater Plymouth. We do international exchange students. You know, just every different area that we can think of, any nonprofit in the area that needs help. So we try to do the best we can to spread the money around.
See, what you should have done is created like a little gift certificate.
It's not too late.
To create it so they could be a special guest on Monday Night Talk. And, basically they would kind of sit in on the show.
I'm not leaving here without that.
And you would serve, and Bob would serve them pizza and soda.
There you go.
That's beautiful.
I think you're volunteering each other.
If we take turns throwing each other under the bus,
it's kind of a cool thing.
I think if they made $51,000 last year and they have Tocci and Hayes auctioneers, that they're definitely going to make $60,000 because I sold two.
Don't
African...
write a check that your fanny ain't going to cash.
Well, no, I was talking about you. I was just coming in as the easy guy. I sold two African safaris one time for the Diane DeVena Center in Quincy. You've probably heard of them.
I have.
And when they brought up the safaris, I said, oh, this is going to be very challenging. Well, let me tell you, it wasn't challenging at all. One of them brought $18,000 and the next one brought $19,200.
Darren, I think you need to put these guys on the big
board. We're
going
to have to because we'd love to just get retail value on that. That would be fabulous.
It's a fantastic
night. That's always a hot item.
Yeah, I'm telling the quiet one.
And I definitely encourage people to attend this because it's going to be fun. They're always fun if you do live auctions and you have auctioneers and you have personalities.
And one more time, the dates and the times?
The date is March 21st is a 21st is a Friday, and we'll be on from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Saturday, we're basically on from 12 noon, which is the 22nd, from 12 to 9. And then on Sunday, March 22nd, we'll be on from 12 noon until 6 or 7 o'clock whenever we finish up, hopefully on till 8 o'clock. In the end, a lot of it depends on how many items we have donated that we have to auction off.
And
but one last thing I will say, sorry, Donna, is I think one of the key things that'll tell you how much fun this auction is we hear from the hotels, the John Carver, the Radisson, and all the different hotels, they have a huge spike in weekend rentals because we have people who come in from out of town, rent hotel rooms and sit in their hotel rooms and call and bid all weekend long.
Really?
We love those people. Boy.
And don't forget, if the hotels are overly booked that weekend, you can also watch at rotaryauction.com and you can call in and bid because everything is going to be streamed live. For people who are in the area, another part of the fun for our viewers is you pick the items up at PAC TV. So if you bid on an item and you win that, you can come right down to the studios and you can get a look at all of this happening live.
Wow. That's fantastic. Now, I don't want to segue away from it. We got just a couple of minutes left, but I do want to give Donna a moment to talk about something that's coming up, a show coming up. Do you want to tease that real quick?
Sure. One of the things, as we always talk about, that PAC TV does is community service. We have a couple of really exciting things happening. For viewers of PAC TV Community News, PCN, make sure you check out the show this week. We have some new exciting things happening with that show that our viewers are not going to want to miss. But secondly, to be able to provide even more support for our area nonprofits, we're going to be starting a new program in April. It's tentatively called right now Community Matters. And the goal for that show is to really highlight our nonprofits, but to talk about some of the social issues in our four communities. Ooh. So we would love to hear from you. If you are a nonprofit or community service organization and are interested in being a guest on that show, it will be weekly. You can email me directly at donna@pactv.org.
She does answer the emails.
I do.
Quickly.
She does answer the emails.
One of the few.
Anything we want to say in closing, whether it's about the new show or about the upcoming event, the the Rotary auction.
Well, the only thing I would add is we still have another week or so left to collect items. So if anybody is listening, not only is it is a great thing to donate to and you'll feel good about it, you really get some good bang for your buck, so to speak. There's some great advertising. All the items go into the newspaper. We're also always looking for new corporate sponsors. It's a $500 corporate sponsor, which gets you a lot of promotion over the course of the weekend, a very nice banner, and certainly a lot of accolades. So if you are still interested in donating or becoming a corporate sponsor, you can go right onto that Rotary Auction website, and there's a way you can email us and let us know. And trust me, if you want to see somebody answer an email very quickly, when they're donating, we'll be back to you very quickly.
And we'd like to thank you for having
it.
Us today,
yeah,
and being
sure.
able to talk about this auction. It is a fantastic service to the community, so we're very excited about it.
Well, this is a community show, at least that's what we like to do, and call attention not only to things that are going on politically or talking with folks who are, you know, on TV shows, but we like to talk with some of the folks who do things in our community, whether it's PAC TV or the Rotarians. We're all about it, so.
Greatly
we'll
appreciate
definitely have
it.
To have yous back.
Greatly appreciate it. Well, we're going to see you at the auction anyway,
you are. That's right. Remember, I'm the silent one. He's
I'm going to get this telling. Phone number right now.
We'll have to get lots of pictures for your Twitter followers, too, that weekend.
Very cool.
There you go.
That would definitely be cool. Well, we're going to step aside, and we want to thank both Darren and Donna for being here and talking about the Rotary that is coming up. Be sure to tune into PAC TV and Bid. We'll step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Do not go anywhere.
Thank you.